This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us 2 hours today. I just wanted to mention that what I said is absolutely correct. Washington, D.C. Was an area 10 miles by 10 miles on each side. So it was a square, 10 miles by 10 miles. So 10 times 10 is 100. It was 100 square miles. It was signed. It was a bill signed into law by President George Washington. Now, Washington, D.C., has expanded. Now, the original area is still the same, but now what's considered Washington, D.C. is not 100 square miles. It's 4,000 square miles. It encompasses Maryland and Virginia. Bert, what you've got is really serious. Please tell us what's happening.
Well, Vince, we've talked about RF radiation and different problems with exposure to, you know, really any type of electromagnetics. And, you know, we all know about cancer risks of X-rays. But we specifically focused on 5G because the difference is it's prolific in how it's being rolled out. In other words, what we're doing is putting what's called micro base stations everywhere. And there's some reasons to do that technically, because you can basically have more bandwidth in a sense, because you're reusing frequencies, because each little tiny base station can have its own set of channels. And I won't go through all the math and algorithms of why it works, but, you know, you can kind of conceptualize that if you have more of these things, even though it might be lower power, you have vast numbers more of these micro base stations that you can have more frequency reuse, and that leads effectively to more bandwidth. So that's why they're doing it. So the problem is that also means that we're exposed to more RF energy, and we suspected that there would be problems with 5G, and now there's a new study that just came out in the World Academy of Sciences, April 27, 2022, and what they did is they went to a town in South Carolina, Columbia, probably small city, and actually, you know, did a scientific study where they would go down the streets and measure RF exposure and what the radiation levels were, what the intensity was. And they picked Columbia because Columbia has started doing what we talked about, and that was putting cell phone transceivers and their antennas on top of utility poles and street lamps and traffic lights and other posts. And they call these small cells or microcells, and you generally can't see them. You know, it used to be they put these way up on top of trees and disguise them as trees, but these are much lower because they're, like I said, at your street light problem. So they picked Columbia because they've been rolling out their 5G system. And so this team of scientists took approximately 4,000 measurements all over downtown over 5 days and measured the levels and concluded that they had dangerous exposure levels. And I can just cut to the chase some of their conclusions, but they said probable carcinogenic for humans, including affecting male fertility, adverse effect on development of embryos, fetuses, and newborns, that increased ambient levels of wireless radio frequency radiation. So that's basically the conclusion of the report. They're both engineers and people like me that were involved in it, and also doctors and people medical health. One of the co-authors is a doctor by the name of Leonard Hardell, and he basically said our published research has concluded that this RF radiation is a human carcinogen. We recommend, and this is the conclusion of the report, so I'm kind of, you know, going all the way through the pages here. We recommend 5G not be rolled out, and I'm quoting here, since the full consequences for human health and for the environment have not been adequately investigated. Studies are urgently needed, unquote. And Dr. Hardell is an oncologist and a professor, and he's also with the Environment and Cancer Research Foundation in Sweden. He also served as an expert for the World Health Organization, their international agency for research in cancer, specifically reviewing radio frequency radiation and the effects on health. And he is, by the way, one of more than 400 worldwide scientists, engineers, and physicians who signed the European Union, the EC, 5G appeal. And they state, quote, 5G substantially increases exposure to radio frequency electromagnetic fields in increase of what was already in 2G, 3G, 4G, Wi-Fi, for telecommunications already in place. RF-EMF has proven to be harmful for humans and the environment. So that's a separate document that is known as the European Union 5G appeal. Also, 3,500 doctors have signed on to a previous 2020 consensus statement that said wireless RF has proven to damage biological systems at intensities below what the government has set as limits. In other words, below what our current FCC says is safe, they determine is causing damage to biological systems. Well, that means us. That means people and animals. So this new study, though, is interesting. I mean, there's been many studies, but what the new one is specifically interesting, Vince, and for class, is that they went to a community where they are putting these pole-top 5G base stations and analyzing what are the effects on people walking down the streets. And by the way, one recommendation they put is instead of disguising them and hiding them, they should be labeling them so people can stay away from them. So, Vince, the way I look at it is this. We don't know for sure everything, but look at it this way. You have two choices. You can try and limit your exposure or not. If it turns out we're wrong in this stuff is totally safe and really nothing happens, what's the danger if you try to limit your exposure to it? Not much, right? But what if we turn out to be right for a little bit of effort to stay away? Well, not a little bit of effort if we want communities to stop building this, but if we're right, then you definitely want to limit your exposure. And for instance, we've said often, don't use your cell phone holding it up to your head. Use Bluetooth. Use your hands-free in your car. Use even your speakerphone. Putting the phone down on your desk makes a big difference because it keeps that near-field radiation away from you. But the problem is these base stations are not transmitting at the same power level as your cell phone. They're obviously many times higher. And by putting them on these pole tops, it's really exposing the whole community. You know, people just walking down shopping in stores to this high level of RF radiation. Back to you, Vince.
I just did a back of the napkin calculation while I was listening to you. And what I know is that bees have antennae. Two little antennae. And bees use them to sense everything. Bees use their two antennae to, it's their major collection tool. They use it for, it's a receptor for taste, touch, smell. it can detect temperature, humidity, carbon dioxide, gravity, wind speed. And what bees know, what bees sense, a lot of that comes through their antennae. And I believe that the antennae are about roughly an eighth of an inch long. And I did a quick calculation, Bert, in class, 5G. One of the frequencies of the 5G spectrum is 38 gigahertz. 38 gigahertz, if you were to look at the length of the wave of 38 gigahertz, which is a component of 5G, it's 0.3 inches. So the antenna would be 0.3 inches long, roughly a third of an inch long, a full wavelength. If you were to divide that in half and get a half a wavelength, that'd be 0.15 inches long. If you were to divide that into four and have a quarter wave antenna, which there are plenty of antennas that are a quarter of a wavelength, and they work great. An example of that would be an FM radio antenna that used to be on cars. You used to see them all the time on the front quarter panel of a car. It's about 30 and a half inches long. That was tuned to the center dial of FM radio between 88 and 108 megahertz or megacycles. Well, if you look at the antenna of a bee, a pollinator, that we absolutely positively need for our food supply, and you say that that antenna on the bee is about an eighth of an inch long, that's exactly or darn close to a quarter of a wavelength of 5G. These bees have the perfect system for absorbing the electromagnetic frequencies and getting totally confused by 5G. So you may wonder, where are the bees? Where are the bees? Where are the birds? Where are these little animals? Where'd they go? We killed them with insecticides and electromagnetic frequencies. We are killing our food supply. Bert, tell me my arithmetic was wrong. Please tell me I was wrong.
Well, you're right about wavelength. I would say that's the only addition I'd say is the actual antennas they use in the base stations are larger than that. They use other, and instead of having the linear antenna that you're thinking of for FM radio and other things, there's patch antennas and different other techniques that are used. But yes, generally one of the, you know, kind of radio frequency 101 is a half wave antenna is resonant, and that's, you know, your typical antennas used to be half wave. Since then, the reason you don't see those long FM antennas on cars now is what we've been able to do is make smaller antennas work by putting in matching networks, loading coils, things like that. So we're able to use smaller antennas for your car radio, and couple that with better noise figures on the RF amplifier. So I'm getting kind of geeky technical there. But yes, you are correct.
Bert, when you talk about loading coils, that's a coil that extends the length of the antenna. You just don't see it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Ladies and gentlemen, class, we are at the epicenter of free speech. USA Prepares is on the biggest, the best radio network in the world, Genesis Communications Network. We just exposed 5G and the relationship to the pollinators, the bees, the food supply. I invite our fellow broadcasters to join us and share this information, flesh it out even more, and carry this message far and wide. This is probably the single most dangerous threat we have to survival. 5G is the biggest and most dangerous threat to survival. And yes, I do know about the pathogens, the biologicals. This is really serious. And if you live in the city, my prediction is the likelihood of finding bees is going to be zero, or virtually zero, because of 5G. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so this study also points back to a New Hampshire State Commission report that was conducted the year previously, and that New Hampshire report had some interesting recommendations. I think these are totally reasonable, and I'll list some of them for you. For instance, one recommendation they had was that they would require every pole or structure in the public rights of way that holds a 5G antenna be labeled to indicate RF radiation is being emitted. The label should be at eye level and legible from 9 feet away. I guess they presume 9 feet is about the right distance. Another recommendation, too, require that all schools and public libraries migrate away from RF wireless connections for their computers, laptops, iPads, and other devices to use hardwired or optical connections within a period starting when funding becomes available. So that's specifically saying let's spend the money. And so when you go into a library, instead of using Wi-Fi, just plug a cable into your computer. You know, what could be easier than that, right? Those are some of the recommendations. They also want to set up new protocols so that we can measure signal strengths in areas around all cell tower devices to ensure compliance with regulatory radiation thresholds and evaluate the signal characteristics. I think the problem, though, is that we need better protocols and we need to have a better way of measuring what actually is safe. And so there's more studies needed. I mean, the kind of the secret is and remember, I work in, and a lot of these companies have been my clients and my customers, but the problem is there hasn't been enough studies. You know, you'll do some studies that basically come back inconclusive, and then they'll say, oh, we've proven that cell phones are safe. Well, that's not really exactly what happened. They just did a study that was inconclusive at certain radiation levels and said, well, here's what we found in it. And since we can't find any statistically significant increase in cancer, then it must be safe. But those studies are very, very limited. And this study now that was done specifically for 5G, because remember what 5G is doing is increasing, significantly the amount of RF radiation we're going to have when we just literally walk down the street. So this study went to a town where they did this and measured it and said, this is dangerous, basically. That's their conclusion of these doctors is this is dangerous. And unfortunately, we're still rolling out 5G. You know, there's a lot of things we could do. We could raise the height of these transmitters. We could do a lot of things. We could say, hey, you know what? Maybe we don't need it in front of every door and every entrance to a business. And they're even envisioning every home having a 5G transmitter, which I think is crazy. And so there's things we can do. But probably the most important is let's have more studies. And, of course, the industry is fighting that because there's a lot of money involved in rolling out 5G. And of course, we're working on 6G now. And so it's a problem. And it shows you what happens when financial issues, interests get involved with health issues. So you have a conflict between making money and what's healthy. And, of course, that's something happens in all the time, right? But this one's serious, only that can be everywhere.
Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy saw a consistent job growth in April. Employers added 428,000 jobs last month. That's a report from the Labor Department. It said in its monthly payroll report released Friday. In another report, initial claims for state unemployment benefits rose 19,000 to a seasonally adjusted 200,000 for the week ending April 30th. First Lady Jill Biden is using her second solo overseas trip to meet Ukrainian refugees by visiting NATO countries Romania and Slovakia.
I just wanted to say thank you to you all for coming on the trip. I really appreciate it. It's so important to the president and to me that the Ukrainian people know that we stand with them. So I hope you have a good flight. Thank you.
Ms. Biden on the tarmac leaving the United States this morning. She will spend Mother's Day meeting with displaced families. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As President Biden promised to unite the country during his campaign speeches, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt on Newsmax.
I'm not sure you've had somebody in that office describe half of the country essentially as the most radical and politically extreme organization in the history of the world. I don't know if it was just in the history of the country or the history of the world, but either way, it's incredibly divisive. I mean, he's been the most divisive president we've had in maybe in the history of the country, certainly in recent memory. I can't believe that he's outdone Barack Obama in that regard, but he might have done it. It is part and parcel for the left right now, which is to sow division. And they're trying to do it at every level. But the good news is this is a party that President Trump has transformed, a party that's proud of its country, unapologetic about it, who believes that our best days are ahead of us, and that people can speak their mind freely, which is, again, why you see the Ministry of Truth now popping up, trying to suppress conservative speech everywhere. So, again, I think the Republican Party stands to have historic gains this November. I think there's a reckoning coming.
Late in 1861, a well-armed French fleet of 8,000 soldiers attacked Veracruz, landing a large French force and driving Mexican President Juarez and his government into retreat. Moving on from Veracruz towards Mexico City, the French army encountered heavy resistance from 4,000 Mexicans. Cinco de Mayo is a celebration of the Mexican victory over French forces at the Battle of Puebla on May 5, 1862. My name is Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, thank Jason, who tried to contact Gwyneth. The phone does not ring. Gwyneth has been cut off. I don't know how to contact her other than an email. And so if you think that there's a way that we can help Gwyneth, I'd love to know. She's in Australia. I do have her email address. And please send me some information as to what you think we should do. And that is instructor@USAPrepares.com, instructor at USAPrepares.com. Bert, you mentioned that the study suggested that schools migrate away from wireless communications. 25 years ago, 1997, 802.11 was the protocol that was used for Wi-Fi. That's when it was publicly released. I was a computer consultant during those years. I absolutely positively refused to deploy wireless in my designs for public school networking. I refused to do it. And I fought at the highest levels, and I prevented it in the counties where I was the principal consultant. I literally prevented wireless communications from being deployed. And it was a fight. It was a fight because there were people who were illiterate in the subject area who wanted to have wireless. They thought it was great. Just, heck, you could do away with the wires. But that's only one wire per computer. You still needed power cord. You still needed a keyboard. You still needed a mouse. And so you had wires. And they just wanted to do away with one wire, which was the Ethernet cable. I refused to do it. That was 25 years ago. Because I said at the highest levels of the school system administration, what I'm talking about is to the superintendent of schools, I refused to be part of giving teachers and students and anyone else in the building, maintenance people, custodians, I refused to be part of giving them cancer. I refused to do it. And people thought I was crazy. And here we are. And the study just came out. It's carcinogenic.
Yeah, Vince, and let me say that pretty much everyone agrees that an Ethernet connection is safe and a fiber optic connection is safe. And you know what? We're not saying go back to the cave age here. Fiber optics are great. I mean, the bandwidth is actually well in excess of anything you can send over a radio frequency link, even using the higher frequencies. So fiber optics, I mean, we actually are now a lot of Verizon is actually holding up their deployment of fiber to actually instead put 5G into homes, which I think is crazy. Fiber optics are great. They're huge bandwidth. It's very secure. You can't intercept. You know, there's no easy way. You cut a fiber line. It takes a while to repair it. And so it's secure. It's high bandwidth and totally safe as far as any biological effect. So we're not saying go back to the cave age. Let's stop progress. We're just saying there has not been enough studies done on the dangers of RF radiation, and we're increasing the levels in the environment now significantly with 5G and other things that are going on. And we're saying, let's do more studies and let's hold back and consider other things. Like you said, you can just plug in Ethernet and it works fine. There's no need to have to use 5G. So, but Vince, as I was, looking through the article, and by the way, I'm sorry I got cut off there with the advertising. I'm not sure what thing I said when the ad came on, but for class to understand, we have a very secure communication system between my office here in Silicon Valley and the USA Prepares headquarters, but using the soup can with string, there's a delay sometimes, and I don't always get the cue for when the advertising is coming, so I apologize for getting cut off there. But, Vince, I saw an article just came out that Bill Gates has set up a COVID response team. Did you hear about this? Pandemic
Yes.
response team called GERM.
Go ahead.
And basically, he wants a permanent organization of experts fully paid to go anywhere in the world. It's called GERM, Global Epidemic Response and Mobilization. So basically, they want to go into sovereign nations all over the world and decide on themselves when they need to force people to wear masks, close borders, close businesses, and give people vaccines and other drugs. And he's funding it. And like I said, he literally is calling it GERM, Global Epidemic Response and Mobilization. Bill Gates has a website talking about this, and he says, here's a quote. He says, militaries regularly run war games to evaluate the readiness. We need to do the same with disease threats. These exercises can be run by local public health and military leaders, with GERM acting as their advisor and reviewer. For low-income countries, the world should invest in building this capacity and lend the resources as needed, unquote. He's going to have 3,000, let's put quote-unquote, disease experts under, guess $1 million per year in funding. So just happened to read this side by side to the 5G study. Interesting, huh? All the things Bill
Gates. So if you want to know who's running the world class, you just heard one of them. One of them, an unelected guy who has sold defective products called Windows and other applications, hundreds of applications, and in order for you to get them fixed, you would buy a new version of the same product. What a racket, selling a defective product and not fixing it for free. Selling the fix, and the fix, and the fix, and the fix. I know for a fact. Because I've installed those applications and I've installed those operating systems. And if you look around, you'll find out that Windows came from another guy. His name was Steve Jobs, who founded Apple. Okay, back to you, Bert.
Yeah, so getting back to 5G, so I'm quoting here from the study, and here's an interesting piece from the summary. So I'm quoting here, the proliferation of 5G small cells is increasing public exposure to cell tower RF radiation. A court ruling in our successful lawsuit against the Federal Communication Commission has confirmed that research has not been adequately reviewed and the government limits for RF exposure, and this is important, are not science-based. The Environmental Health Trust continues the call on the U.S. government to thoroughly review all of the recent peer-reviewed research that demonstrates harm from wireless radiation. From Deborah Davis, Ph.D., epidemiologist and president of the EHD. Dr. Davis has spoken before Congress on the science of cell phone radiation. The FCC has been using studies that were done when most of the public still had flip phones. It is far outdated, unquote. And they have the whole letter, the website from Activist Post has the whole letter from Dr. Davis, and it goes into further health and environmental effects of 5G. So, Vince, we've been saying this for a while, but this is, you know, kind of where people have put you know, I'm not sure who funded this, but obviously these doctors and engineers were given funding to go out to this town in South Carolina, actually take hard measurements, see what's actually going on, and try and quantify it. And as I said, their recommendations are, well, if we can't stop it, at least put signs up to, instead of hiding these transmitters, put signs up to alert people so at least they can walk around them or try and avoid them. But I fear that that's going to be hard to do because it's going to be, you know, if you have it on every light pole, how can you walk around it, Vince? You know, if it ends up going in your town and it's literally on every light pole and telephone pole, what can you do to avoid it? There's not much.
Oh, I can forecast what's going to happen. I'm not recommending this, but I can forecast what's going to happen. People are going to look at these things and they're going to say, well, I'm not going to say, but it's clear to me that people are going to get, are going to look at them a different way and be livid as their relatives end up succumbing to cancers. Bert, very simply, microwave oven, 2.45 gigahertz, correct?
Yeah. It turns out just by coincidence, well, it's not really coincidence. It goes back to how the FCC put the rules together, but it's in the middle of the 2.4 Wi-Fi band. But primarily the frequency is used because it's a frequency that water molecules can respond to and get activated, so it's a good frequency for heating up any food that has water in it. But it's funny because we did that experiment live on the radio a few weeks ago where I said, Vince, nothing's going to get out through a microwave oven. There's shielding there. And you said, well, I'm going to call you. And I took my cell phone, literally put it in the microwave. I did not push the start button. I'm not going to do that. And you called the phone and it rang, and I opened up the oven and answered it. So I don't know if that says we don't have enough shielding in the microwave oven. Probably more likely what it says is I have a really strong cell phone tower nearby that's you know, talking, communicating to my phone.
Hold it. Here's what it says, Bert. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's saying that the microwave tower is strong enough to get through a cavity that allegedly supports and contains and controls 1,000 watts of microwave RF. So if you have a 1,000-watt microwave oven, you believe we, I mean you, I'm talking generally speaking, we believe that the microwave radio frequencies are being contained within that oven cavity. That's what we believe. But outside that, you have something less than 1,000 watts at a distance, which is able to penetrate the microwave oven cavity, the chamber. That means that it can't do it. It can't contain the RF. That means that the microwave frequencies inside the oven are getting out. And
well,
outside
some,
the oven are getting,
getting
in.
Out. Yeah, some well, are getting out. We can... You know, it'll be interesting. We can do a further class and actually look at what percent are captured. But Vince, can I quote some more from this study? Because I think
just 1 second. Okay. I'm going to explode if I don't say this.
Okay.
You were talking about water and heating up water. You can put an egg, class. You might want to try this just for fun. Put an egg in the microwave oven. Set it for, I don't know, a minute and a half. Hit start and watch it explode. You will have powdered egg all over the inside of your microwave oven. That's the same frequency as Wi-Fi. Same frequency. Bert, when we come back, you've got the floor.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
It's 3 hours. 3 hours of broadcast time. Broadcast classroom time. And that's what it looks like. And I don't think I can do it, though. Even if it were offered. It has not been offered, but I don't know if I could do it. And, Bert, you and I have been best friends for 50 years. Can you believe it?
Are those dog years or?
No, those are people years. Those are calendar years. We've been best friends for 50 years. I just want to make that statement. Thank you for being my friend. Back to you.
Back at you, Vince. I want to quote from this study because I think it is serious. So, again, this is from Environmental Health Trust. The transmissions from 5G wireless installations and the radio frequency emissions are an environmental pollutant found to cause cancer in both animals and humans, DNA damage, neurological damage, and other adverse health and environmental effects, e.g. on birds, bees, and trees. So, Vince, they mention your favorite bees there. And this is according to internationally recognized authoritative research. The institutions that have concluded these studies include the U.S. National Toxicology Program, which is the nation's premier testing institute, and the Ramazzini Institute, a foremost cancer testing center in Italy. And, again, they had some conclusions and recommendations. They say, though, that the guidelines put forth by what they call self-appointed, self-monitored viewpoint of the International Commission on Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection. So this is an organization called ICNIRP. So again, this is funded by the industry. They said that those limits are based not on the protection of health or based on any documentation of safety for long-term exposure. They said that those limits were developed not to ensure safety, but as flora and fauna, and that's how they're quoting. The institute that did this study has argued in U.S. courts on the environmental impact, and it should be performed adequately, and it hasn't been before further build out of 5G networks. So basically what they're saying in common verbiage is we haven't done the right studies and we're rolling it out despite that. And not only that, some studies that have been done clearly point that RF exposure is linked to cancer. And as I said, Vince, hey, if we're wrong, what's the harm of avoiding this? But if we're right, we may have saved somebody's life. So there's not a lot that you're giving up if you just don't hold your cell phone up to your head. And there's not a lot you're giving up by trying to not build out 5G transceivers on every telephone pole. But, so just look at it that way, from what are the risks versus rewards. And we should go in the direction of safety. Not only that, it's clearly shown that electromagnetic radiation does cause cancer. It's just a matter of how intense it is. And as we've said often before, it's probabilities. So are you guaranteed to get cancer? No. But your probabilities have gone up every time you do one of these things in terms of exposure and to environmental pollutants, of which RF energy is one of them. So, what we're saying is basically, I think we're agreeing on USA Prepares to what the Environmental Health Trust is saying. More studies are needed. And in the meantime, while we're doing those studies, let's back off on just rampant deployment of putting these transceivers everywhere. We don't have to do that to bring broadband to communities. We can do it with, as I just said, fiber optics and putting in more wired networks, which are safe and in many cases have greater bandwidth. You know, it just costs a little bit more money to run fiber, but once you run it, it's a great connection. And those in our class who have fiber to their home, they can attest to it. It's how great the bandwidth is, the response time, the latency is very good. It's just a great way to have internet communications and broadband communications. So, Vince, back at you.
I'm broadcasting right here from a farm in the middle of nowhere in Missouri. And the network connection to GCN is via two wires. Literally, two wires. They're just plain old telephone wires. You know, the red and the green. That's what this connection is. It's running over wires. And it's only 3 megabits. And it works. Nobody needs a cell phone. Nobody needs a cell phone. Nobody needs to be able to download a movie in a minute. Nobody needs that. This is insanity. We're killing ourselves. And what's the reward? Profit. Profit. And who are the villains? That would be the cellular communications industry. Bert, thank you so much for being with us today.
You got it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.